We're talking to Johnny Erickson Tada today, founder and CEO of Johnny and Friends. It's an organization that accelerates Christian outreach in the disability community. And one of the reasons we're talking is because it's a 50th anniversary. And, you know, we think about various reasons for anniversaries, and Johnny's anniversary has a chair attached to it. Johnny, welcome. Good to talk with you again.
Good to be with you, especially on this 50th anniversary. I don't know if you call it a celebration or, you know, just a milestone or what you call it, but boy, 50 years as a quadriplegic, that's a long time.
Well, you know, I was thinking you and your team, I think it was last year, put out the new Beyond Suffering Bible, and the subtitles, you know, where struggles seem endless, God's hope is infinite. And certainly, I mean, 50 years may not be endless, but that is an awful long time. Has it seemed endless to you, or why not?
Well, you know, it's so funny, Neil, because the other day I was reading 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, where Peter says, after you've suffered a little while, the God of all grace will himself restore and confirm, strengthen, and establish you. And I read those words, suffered a little while. And I tell you, looking back over 50 years, I really have to say I'm amazed that it feels like only a little while. I mean, maybe it's God who does that when we finally learn to trust him. And now, even as I look back, I cannot really recall the horror of it all, the despair and the mind-numbing depression. I guess that's because when we learn how to trust God, he pushes into the background all those terrible times of anguish, and he brings forward just the highlights, just the moments of hope, just those moments and seasons of peace and growth. That's what we end up remembering. And so even though 50 years is, in fact, a very long time, the Bible calls it only a little while. And what else is also fun, Neil, is thinking that it's a very little while until I graduate to heaven. My goodness, I'm in my late 60s now, and I don't know how many more years the Lord Jesus will give me. Hopefully, years of good health and strength and stamina that I can continue to do the kinds of things I so enjoy doing at Johnny and Friends, helping other people with disabilities. But no matter how long it is, I just want to stay faithful. I want God to confirm, strengthen, and establish me in whatever he's up to in my life.
Johnny, I was thinking, you mentioned 1 Peter 5:10. I'm wondering, are there verses or passages of Scripture that maybe resonate more with you today than they did, you know, 30, 40, or 50 years ago, that you see them differently now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Neil. I'm thinking of a verse that I often rehearse to myself from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. It says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Our listeners will love this one. For though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary afflictions, oh my goodness, you mean my quadriplegia is light and momentary? Well, the Bible says our light and momentary afflictions are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. That's what makes it seem light and momentary. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen, the scriptures go on, because what is seen is only temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And Neil, you mentioned the Beyond Suffering Bible. You mentioned, you know, disabilities and Johnny and Friends. I want to squeeze every single ounce of ministry effort that I possibly can out of this quadriplegic body to increase my eternal estate, to make certain that eternal glory that awaits me will be rich and full and deep, and that it will be as joyful as I can possibly help make it through my investments down here on earth. And I would encourage all our listeners to do the same. You know, no matter what their trials, problems, pressures, distresses, maybe it's not quadriplegia, you know, maybe it's not a broken neck, maybe it's a broken home or a broken heart or, you know, any other kind of brokenness in your life, don't waste your suffering. Oh, my goodness, our time down here, as we said, is just a little while, and we are but wisps and fading smokes and a little bit of vapor here today, gone tomorrow. And what we do as Christians down here on earth, it's got this direct bearing on our capacity for joy and worship and service in heaven. I don't want to waste that. So whatever strength God gives me in the wheelchair, I want to make certain I use it. and like Rumpelstiltskin, turn it into something gold for eternity.
You know, Johnny, I was thinking that when you speak and the radio broadcast, you're cheery, you're positive, you're encouraging. I'm wondering, do people maybe react to you sometime when they speak, say, you know, that can't be the real you because, you know, you just sound too up?
Well, I must tell you that my smile is hard fought for. It's not made out of Colgate. It's not pasted on. It is really hard fought for every morning, and I've shared this with our listeners before. I wake up every morning, and it is so hard. I'm in such pain, and the girls who get me up, they've got to really stretch me, exercise my limbs, give me a bed bath, do my toileting routines, strap on my binder and my corset, get me dressed, sit me up in a wheelchair. And I tell you, Neil, day after day after day, 50 years of that routine, that'll wear you out, and that'll get you discouraged. Plus, there are all kinds of different encroachments now that I'm getting older. So when I wake up in the morning, I say, Jesus, I just can't do this one more day. I'm so tired of quadriplegia. I can't do it, but I can do all things through you as you strengthen me. And Neil, as I step into that reality, as I grab that promise and make it my own, he gives joy. And so I've got to fight to stay satisfied in God. I've got to fight to stay happy in him. But it's a good fight. And the Bible says, Paul says, you know, I have fought the good fight. And that's not easy. It's a challenge. But the rewards are out of this world. And I'm so grateful that the smile that I offer to others and to my husband and to my close friends and acquaintances, it's real. But it's real because I also confess it's hard. Yet this is the courage of the Christian life. This is what it means to live the Christian life. Anybody who thinks it's easy has not read the Bible or is imagining their Christian walk. But the genuine Christian walk that grabs hold of joy through every test and trial, that takes a fight. That takes a lot of courage.
Well, one of your initiatives, Wheels for the World, has shared to help and hope globally, and we have a lot to be thankful for here in terms of support services. But say a bit about that initiative, Wheels for the World, maybe where you've been sending chairs and supplies this year.
Well, Wheels for the World is our outreach where we collect used but serviceable wheelchairs, and we do it at our Johnny and Friends office. And you can go on our website at johnnyandfriends.org and click on the link, and you can get all the details about where you can drop off a wheelchair, a used but serviceable wheelchair that you're no longer requiring. And it's a wonderful outreach where we then take these wheelchairs, we ship them to any one of 15 different prisons, and we have a marvelous group of volunteers who then raise their own support and take those wheelchairs that have been restored by inmates in prison. And these physical therapists, these volunteers, come with us on Wheels for the World teams where they specifically fit the wheelchairs to people with disabilities. And it's just a wonderful way to share the good news of Jesus Christ. So if anybody here in the listening area has a wheelchair that they're not using any longer, then I would encourage you to contact our team in Hopkins, Minnesota, not far from where you all are. And again, you can simply go to johnnyandfriends.org/Minnesota and get all the details about where you can drop off a wheelchair or where you can volunteer at our family retreat. We would love to have you participate with us.
Before I let you go, I know that I did a program recently, talked about some of the bioethical challenges and concerns we're facing, and more people seem to be enamored with by a life without suffering or pain. I know you've been a voice in this area as well. What are some of the frontline concerns you see in terms of bioethics and the future of our quote-unquote health care?
Well, what I really love is taking that fight right where the fight is happening. And right now, there are so many states around the United States that are legalizing physician-assisted suicide. It's legalized in more than 6 states now. A person who is despairing of his terminal illness can, in fact, ask his doctor to give him lethal drugs, which would be an assisted suicide. And right now, those laws only provide for people with terminal illnesses to ask for doctor-assisted death. But it won't take more than one or two court challenges to widen the definition of what a terminal illness is. And soon, I'm afraid, soon and very soon, we may see people with multiple sclerosis or Lou Gehrig's disease. We may see these people ask for doctor-assisted death. And that is not a good sign for the elderly. It's not good for those with disabilities. So those of us who are believers, followers of Jesus, and disabled, we're fighting the legalization of euthanasia in other states around the country, because we've got to get rid of this premise that you're better off dead than disabled. We just have to help people see that life is worth living, no matter how challenging your physical condition, because the stakes are huge. They're cosmic. They're out of this world. And we have to encourage people to turn to the God of all hope. He's the one who created us, and we bear his image, which means that every human life should be treated with dignity and respect. So let's support those with disabilities. Let's support the elderly. There is a difference between medical treatment, which sustains life, and medical treatment, which does nothing more than prolong the process of dying. But that is a distinction that has to be prayed over, conferred with your physician over, and it's one that you don't want to make without grave implications. So Christians need to get into the battle. We need to take the battle to where the fight is at its fiercest. And right now, I'm afraid many Christians are buying into this better off dead than disabled mentality. And we've got to give them a different perspective. And you mentioned at the top of our time together, Beyond Suffering Bible. That is a great resource and has wonderful articles in it about end-of-life issues.
And recommend it to you, Beyond Suffering Bible. It's where struggles seem endless. God's hope is infinite, and we've just experienced that even in our short time together talking with Johnny Tata. She wrote a devotional book, released it here, I think, last year, A Spectacle of Glory, God's Light Shining Through Me Every Day. And we can say that Johnny, is, she said, even though it's a fight every day, she helps us see that through her speaking, her teaching, her writing, her artwork, and we're just so honored to wish you God's blessing as you continue on. As you say, you kind of squeeze every ounce of opportunity out to serve the Lord as he gives you strength for the day.
Absolutely, Neil. So glad we had this time together, and thank you for celebrating these 50 years with me.